Good evening, good morning, good night, wherever you are in the world. This is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, and the Knowledge Station it is. And tonight, we are going to be having a fun-filled show, because it's here again when Give Back Jamaica, as the number one charity, presents a 2020 shoe donation to the Crescent Primary School. Now, this is your host, the top shelf diva, Sister Cecile. And tonight joining me will be Dr. Ev, Auntie Martella, and I think we're going to be having Auntie Brenda. But right now, it's give back time. And I say again, it's here again when Give Back Jamaica, as the number one charity, presents 2022 shoe donation to the Crescent Primary School. Now, for most of you who have been listening over the weeks and months to the Give Back Jamaica show, you know what Give Back Jamaica is all about. It's giving back school or alma mater, the Crescent College School, formerly, presently, Crescent Primary School. Now, I see a hand already. You know, I don't know what this hand wants already, but just stick a pin. Hold on. I'm coming to your hand. I see you. So, in 2021, September 2021, while the pandemic was in full swing, we at Give Back Jamaica created history in our little country, Jamaica, where we donated to the Crescent Primary School over 350 pairs of school shoes. And let me see your hand in the ear for that. Yay! And that was a success. And the year promised also success, in the sense that we had a what we call a Christmas party in November for students who received sponsorship. And we'll talk more about that sponsorship later on in the program. So this June, we are at it again. We are going to be going bigger in presenting more shoes to the students of the Crescent School. And we give thanks to our sponsors, many sponsors who have contributed to make this a success. There are so many names, because there are a couple of us in this fundraising team, and my names will be different from other people's names, but I have a few names here. I mean, people like, you know, Patricia Beach, Claudia Harvey, Auntie Judith, that's Judith Richardson, Douglas Spatz, Maxine Cooper, Devlin Henry, Dwight Anderson, Loy McDougall, Clyde Davis, Eric Dobbs, Monique All, Philemon Young, Dwight Teddy McDonald, Terry Reed, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. So, thanks, and we want, you know, we want the donations to continue. So, hear me, people. We're still at it. We're still begging. We're still asking for donations. So, join us and help us to make the life of a child better. A life of a child at the Crescent Primary School better. We continue to ask for donations to this worthy cause. Helping a child opens up many possibilities for that child. The child you help today may be the future prime minister, the doctor, your lawyer, your children's and grandchildren's teacher. It could be your bank manager, and the list goes on. So I take this opportunity at this time to thank the hardworking crew of GBJ, Give Back Jamaica, our director, Dr. Evelyn Richardson, Dr. Ev, I know she's out there listening somewhere, our president, Opton Brown HB, and we have Judith Richardson, Terry Reed, Gary Martin, Peter Gay Jones, Martella Walker, and yours truly, Sister Cecile Johnson. So, people, to join the show tonight, dial 661 467 2407 and to interact with your host, press 1 on your keypad. So I see that Ev is here. And let me find out what caller 305-785 needs to say to me tonight. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. The sound like Sister Brenda.
Brenda. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Auntie Brenda. Thanks for coming to the show tonight at such quick notice. So for tonight, Brenda, we're talking about the success that we had last year. And you are privy to some of the information from our last shows we've been having. So you know that we donated over 350 pairs of school shoes back to the Crescent, the children of the Crescent Primary School. You know that. And you have been, I didn't even call your name to Auntie Brenda as a donor. Thank you for your donation to the Chicken Project, Auntie Brenda. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.
No recognition needed.
And I tell you what, Auntie Brenda, I tell you what, those chicken that we put in the last time, we're again looking for donation because those chicken, them catch them 6 weeks, them mature, them turn big people.
Absolutely.
So them turn big people, so we need donations again. So we solicited donations for that. But further down in the show, we're going to be talking to Dr. Ev, because you know Dr. Ev is the brainchild of this thing, right? It is her idea to bring up the Kickers Club because she knows about what it is to go to school barefoot. Brenda, I know you don't know what it is to go to school barefooted, but Dr. Ev knows this, and as a result of that, she came up with the idea of the Kickers Club. In Jamaica, when we talk about our shoe, we talk about kickers. You have a kicker, you get a nice pair of kickers. So that is where the name came from. So,
to be
right
really
now,
honest, this shoe thing.
Go ahead.
This shoe thing touches me because I have a penchant for shoes. I just love shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one thing to amass hundreds of pairs of shoes for yourself just because. But when you think that it could make the difference between a child going to school or having a positive experience out of school and not. This is in 2022, at least one pair of serviceable school shoes is a necessity.
It is.
It speaks to me, you know?
You know, you're right, Brenda. You know, when you look at a child, you know, not having it, so to speak, how much that child gets bullied at school, and that bullying can, you know, offset a lot of things for this child. This child stop learning because I have a story that I tell people all the time about a girlfriend of mine. You know, she never sold mango, but because she lived in the area where the mangoes were sold, that is around the Flatridge area, they started calling her Carbine Mango Walk. And I tell you something, the girl took this to heart that she stopped learning at school. She stopped learning.
God.
It's just like she just fell behind and everybody left her behind. She never got any subjects. She, right now, you know, she called me recently and was telling me that she working at this little restaurant 3 days a week. It pains my heart because it took me back to 1982-84, where this child just laid on arms. She just stopped learning. So I know what bullying can do. So when a child goes to school looking raggedy, as I would say, you know, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. And I remember, I remember my personal experience at school where I never used to have even lotion to put on my skin for go to school. And so you'd go to school looking all shiny because your mama rub it on with coconut oil. And you look shiny, your hair from your ear to your foot. Your foot then mag and shine. And Pitney tease you. It wasn't a good feeling. So with this in mind, that is why we are so engaged in giving back to these children. Yeah, we're so engaged in giving back to these children. Yes, Auntie Brenda, go ahead.
I don't know if it's too young for the children, but what just occurred to me is that there has to be a way when we
pour into the current crop of school children, that we also instill in them early. Look, one day you're going to be somebody. One day you're going to be able to do better. And that you should purpose from now that you're going to also give back. Because if we
give
could
back.
Get the exponential, yes. It's,
yes.
I think this is something that needs to be instilled in children from they are young. So even as we give to them, and if you're ever going down to the school, if you have an initiative to go to the school to let them see, I didn't graduate from Crescent, but two of my children went there. But so they can see somebody with skin on them and put a face to one of these invisible pairs of hands that is contributing to them, you know. I think it's always a good thing so that they can see possibilities, that there's a way, there's something beyond Crescent, that they can dream. You know, I can be a so-and-so. I can do so-and-so. So it goes beyond the pair of shoes, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know if that is being done.
We've been doing a little of that, and we've been doing a little of that, and we have had our cohort on the ground, HB, who, you know, does a lot of this. And the mere fact that we give back, it's like promoting, as you say, exponentially. It's promoting these children to know that, okay, look, somebody gave me something, and you know, in time, when I become somebody, I would definitely want to give back. So, in essence, it's doing that. At this time, I'm going to open Dr. Ev's line. I want Dr. Ev to come on and, you know, to say some more about, since, you know, she's been the brainchild of this thing, I want her to come on and talk to us about how she feels about what we're doing presently and the successes that we're having. So, Dr. Ev, go ahead. Your line is open.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me, and it's always a pleasure to be here with all of you wonderful guys. I want to say big up, Sister Brenda. You brought up some real wonderful points, and we are doing exactly what you are proposing. One of the things... I always look for sustainability. If somebody gives you a hand, you should be in a position to give back somebody a hand, whether you're a 1, a 2, or a 10, or a 50-year-old person. And what we're trying to do with even our shoe, when we give a pair of shoe, we just don't hand the child a pair of shoe. We of shoe to that child. That sitting with that child and making sure and passing on a couple of conversation, in essence, does kind of make that connection right away. I'm not just throwing a pair of shoes at you that may fit or may not fit you. I am making sure that I'm giving more than just a gift. This was bought especially for you, and I'm going to make sure that this is comfortable and it is something that just that touching that child feeling, is this okay? Is that, I think this is start where that gifting is starting to take place. And what we have at Crescent, we're doing particular Crescent School now, and I talk a little bit about our expanded program as we move on into the show. But we have a shoe closet, and I'm happy to say we had a little bit more than 350 pairs of shoes. And a meeting I had just last Sunday, I was told that the last pair of shoes came out of the shoe closet. And I was also told that the pairs of shoes that we gave after the big donation were probably the most that really touched the parents and touched the students. And you know why? Those students had the time, had real emergency and real need that they did not have a pair of shoes at all. Mm-hmm. And to know that we were able to go into the closet and take from what we had and were able to place on that pair of shoes on
yes,
a child.
Especially that story told by the principal, Mr. Francis.
Oh, with that young man there who came to school,
mm-hmm.
and obviously had an opportunity, we may have an opportunity to talk about him again. We got some updates, and that child is doing extremely well.
Wow.
When we talk about gifting back and for that child to give back, I call that sustainability gifting. We are also trying for those kids who have gotten a pair of shoes to care for those shoes well, that they can donate it back into our little store. So we're doing that. We're providing that avenue for them to start, and also not only to give back, but to care for what they have been given.
Uh-huh.
So what you're saying is absolutely on the track that we're moving. And this is why these shows are so important, because we get so much information from you guys calling and talking to us and giving us valuable information like this that we will be able to expand our program.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
As Cecile talked about, we were able to give 350 pairs last year, and we took on the mammoth task to try and expand this to 1,500 pairs of shoes, and that is really a task right now. And for those who are listening, I cannot explain to you how much we need your help more than any other time. And these 15 pairs of shoes, once the information got out that, hey, these kids at Crescent was help, other schools, the guidance counselors or headmasters or whoever heard and saw what we were doing, call up and say, hey, can you include us next year? And here we are. We're looking at 15 pairs of shoes. So this is a real mammoth task, but we did it last year, and as Auntie Cecile said, we hope to do it bigger and better this year with your help.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of things.
Question.
Thank you. Couple of updates. Lots of you who are out there in the listening land, and those of you who maybe be listening in archive, please believe with us. One of the things that you can do, if you're an Amazon shopper, and I know most of you are, please go to Amazon Smiles, Amazon/Smiles, and our 501c3, I always do this backwards, C3R3C, is now listed on Amazon Smiles. And what it does is to give the opportunities to folks who are shopping Amazon to give a gift without even knowing that you're giving a gift. So any purchase that you make going on the Smiles part of Amazon, and almost every single thing that you will shop in Amazon, it would be in that Smile section portion, and it would be qualified for the gift. I think it's a 0.05%. But if a lot of us come together, as they say, one cocoa full of basket, we will be on our way to helping to get 1,500 pair of shoes. We have a link on our website, www.givebackhome, and we also have on our social media page, givebackjamaica.com, Facebook page, etc., and we're trying to get the link on those pages. The link is newly minted yesterday, so for that we are absolutely excited to know that. So just go to Amazon, go on Amazon/Smile, go in, it will ask you the organization you would want to donate to, and you just click through, well, input on the search bar, Give Back Jamaica. Just Give Back Jamaica, and we're there. Click on it.
Okay.
And any purchase you make, a little money will go to our thing. So you can help us by telling your friends, and family. You're giving back without even
knowing that you're giving back. Yeah.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And, but, you know, that's a little bit at a time. So if the fact that you're giving those little, I don't know what to call those kind of a gift, giving without giving, we still need your help in terms of some a little more heavier. Heavier on the pocket, or a little bit more to get a pair of shoes. So you can go to www.givebackjamaica.com, and the shoe and the actual donations are there. Of course, we have several other programs which we'll go into at another time, but right now we're focused on the Give Back Jamaica. And if I could get a little bit more time to
go ahead
to talk about in for September, we do the show to give back the shoe. But at the end of every year semester, we have our celebration for the year where we give scholarships. And we have several scholarships.
So, hold that point, Dr. Eve. Let's go back to the Amazon thing. I want you to go walk me back through we said we have the link, the Amazon Smile. We have the link on the website, and we have the link on our social media pages. So let's take me back again to go to Amazon Smile, and
Take
me back from there.
www.amazon.com/smiles. When you get to that page, it's just like Amazon. It is the same Amazon. But how they set it up, I don't know. You won't know the difference. But you have to make sure it says Smiles, Amazon Smiles. And when you get there, all you have to do is put in the search bar right there the name of the charity you would like to make your contribution.
Which is Give Back Jamaica.
Give Back Jamaica. All you have to put in there is just Give Back Jamaica, and it will pop up. Also, right there, you see our EIN number right there. And, of course, we are a nonprofit organization. And if you're making a donation other than those donations, you are eligible for a tax rebate on those. So those of you who have some businesses that you would really like to make a good contribution for a worthy cause, certainly we'll be able to assist in that in that ballpark there. So Amazon, www.amazon.com/smile, in the search box you put in Give Back Jamaica. Give Back Jamaica will pop up. You just click on it. That is as simple. And it will say that now you're contributing to Give Back Jamaica, Inc. That's it. When you
Thank
go
you.
To make your purchase, you go to Amazon Buy. Because, you know, it will go through, depends on how your Amazon account is, it will go to the regular Amazon. So, but you want to see Amazon Smiles, and there is where you do your purchase from. The same articles that you would get on the Amazon, regular Amazon, is the same that you'll get there.
Okay.
So once you do that, it automatically comes into our account once every think once every 2 months or thereabout.
Okay, good. So for all our listeners, here is something for you to do. It costs nothing. You're not giving anything directly, but indirectly you're giving. So go to Amazon Smile and take it away. Okay, Dr. Eve, continue. You were saying something about our sponsorship program.
Yes, yes, yes. And this is another of our programs. And our program
a quick question, because somebody asked me this afternoon, how many persons do we have, how many children do we have receiving sponsorship as of today?
Well, that's a different question. In terms of the sponsorship, you mean the auntie uncle program?
Yes.
I think we have about 8 children so far,
okay.
8 students.
Okay.
And we'll talk a little about that.
About that,
we'll
okay. Okay, continue.
But at the year, we have celebrate our learning, how these children or have performed throughout the year, you know, most school, you get your certificates and your awards and all of those cum laudes and et cetera, et cetera. We do participate in that. Also, last year we gave about 14 scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we are going to be honoring those 14, and hopefully we will get some other donation. Most of those we did last year. Couple of the board members really made that happen. I hope we'll be able to make at least those happen and add in some additional ones. And what we do, for those of you who are listening who know the history of Crescent, we have the scholarships. We did give one scholarship to the headmaster in honor of the headmaster, for he is doing such a good job. Those students who, two of the students who have gotten the highest mark, we do honor them also with scholarship. We have the Mrs. L. M. Irvin scholarship, and you guys would know that that is the stalwart of a woman who make the voice that I have today sounding, and a lot of you guys who are listening also, when you talk about Mrs. L. M. Irvin, we're talking about one of the greatest educators
of all time.
But in the Caribbean, mm-hmm. And she set a precedence that, I mean, is unmatched. And this is why we the alumnus are trying to continue the legacy through the sponsoring programs that we're doing. So we have a special part of our program where we have, I think it's about 6 or 5 students. We call them the Head Starter Scholarship. And what we do, we try to pull those students who are at the lowest part of the class. And by giving them a scholarship, we're reaching out to them and say, hey, you know, we know that you can do better. Maybe mm-hmm. all you need is a little encouragement.
Push and helping us, yes.
And a little attention. And so here we are. We're saying to you, hey, we're going to give you a little push, and you're going to help to push yourself. And we're believing that part of just giving a little bit of resources, giving a little bit of attention, and with Miss C, my brain is kind of going for a walk now. Your caller there.
Auntie Brenda. Okay.
But yes, this is something that we're trying to put with this program, a mentorship program, and I think that's what she was attesting to somewhat. to have a mentorship program where we really get to talk to these students, give them the hope through the scholarship. And also, when we get to Jamaica, those of who are been the student there, we can go into the classroom. We have the opportunity to go into the classroom and talk about our experiences there as well. Mm-hmm. And now that we have AB, as you said, Cecile, that he's going to be down there on the ground, and there are a lot of other programs that we're going to be putting in place. So keep your ideas coming, Miss Brenda, and you seem to have a lot of great ideas. We welcome your ideas. We welcome your thoughts from everybody listening to us, so how we can help to build bridges, we can build nation, and we can change lives, and that's what we're trying to do here. It's Jarvis Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, and also the Give Back Jamaica Project.
Thank you so much. You said a whole heap, and we're not done with her yet. We're not through with her yet. So, but, yeah, we wanted to widen or enlarge our borders, not only just giving to Crescent Primary. We wanted to give to other schools, but you know that we depend on donations. So please, please, for you who are listening right now, for those persons who will be listening on in the archive, for those persons who are out on the internet listening, please, we implore you tonight to make a donation. So go to the website givebackjamaica.com and make a donation. It doesn't matter how small a donation it is. We welcome it because we are changing lives. We are changing lives one child at a time. All right? So, yeah, go back and, you know, do something good. Do something good to make you feel good about yourself. Giving back is good. So, let's give back. Let's give back. And as we said, last year, our success was massive. And we look forward again to massive success. Even if there's a word as massiver. But we're looking forward to a bigger success. And children are depending on us. And, I mean, a lot of persons in Jamaica have never seen anything like this before. And this is the crown jewel of the Give Back Jamaica, that charity, the crown jewel, or Kickers Club donation, shoe donation. This is the crown jewel. Nobody has ever seen this done in Jamaica. But we made that possible. And we made it possible through your donations. So don't just say, I'll give already. Just come back again and just give $20. We welcome it. $20, $10, $100, $500, $1,000. We welcome it because we definitely want to not just give to Crescent. We want to give to other students because there are other schools and students who are in the same position as Crescent Primary School. So go ahead and make your donations. And as I said before, you know, I just want to thank, especially Dr. Eve, just want to thank her for her, you know, her unwavering, you know, she just, I don't know what to say it, but she's the one who pushes us and make this all possible. It's her brainchild, and we just follow along with her because her ideas are good. If when I was in school, I had somebody to stretch a hand to me and say, okay, here's a pair of school shoe or here's a lunch money. We didn't have that. We didn't have that. And we struggled. We knew what poverty was then. Some people say they didn't know they were poor until they saw somebody else. But I knew I was poor. And a lot of these children know they are poor. And as the story I told about that girl, how depressed she got after being bullied. Just a simple little name they call her, you know? And it was on. The girl stopped learning. She clam up. She, when she comes to school, it's like, she just, she was in a state of disarray. One, her mother had died. And, you know, kids can be very mean kids can be very mean. We have kids in America, kids in Europe, kids in the West Indies, but kids can be awfully mean. And it's not that they learn this at home. Sometimes they don't learn it at home, but kids can be awfully mean. And so we want to help these children, you know, to become successful. As I say, the children you are the child you help today could be the prime minister, the next prime minister, next governor general, doctor, your lawyer. So do your thing. Do your thing. Just give help a child today, because as I said, the child you help today will be something tomorrow. And as our motto say, only the best is good enough. And we live by that motto. So give, 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 give. And the Chicken Project, we're talking about the Chicken Project now. Auntie Brenda, as I said earlier, the Chicken Project is, the chicken, they're mature now. So we are looking again. So I'm looking for donors to contribute at $10. $10 for towards the Chicken Project. So if we get 10 persons tonight, we will be happy, because that will be $100, and that would go towards buying the chicken and the feeding and the medicine for the chicken for the whole 6 weeks until they come to maturity. So call me and make a $10 donation. The number is 661-467-2407, and to interact with me, to call me, to give me your donation, just press 1 on your keypad. All right? So, Dr. Ev, do we have a specific date in June for the school for the shoe donations?
The shoe donation would be in August. We don't have that because the donation will go towards the new school semester or new school year for September. So it's somewhere in the mid-August, just in time for back to school in September. We don't have a day yet.
Well, I got it wrong then, because I think it was in June, because school closes in July. So I got it wrong then. So the donations will be in August.
Yeah, look, we do the fitting in August, somewhere in August, first week August, somewhere thereabout. But donation have to get here in time for us to order the shoe, for us.
No, I'm not talking about the donation to contribute to the shoe. Donating the shoes will be in the first week in August. The shoe fitting.
The fitting, yes, would be somewhere in the first week in August, thereabouts.
Okay, so I got my first donation for the chicken. Thank you, Nardine, for your donation. Thank you, thank you. So we got one down. Okay, so keep the donations coming, people. 661-467-2407, and call us and I'll give you a donation, man.
Yeah.
Dr. Ev, tell them about the poultry rearing, the chicken rearing that's going on down in Jamaica right now, and what it is used for.
Wow, that is good. Thanks for the opportunity. Now that gets me excited. You know, those folks who know me on this program know how easily excited I get when I hear anything that is moving and uplifting. Let me just go back a little bit. Let me tell you something. In terms of poverty, you just mentioned of people knowing that they were poor. I guess I was so poor, I never knew I was poor. In my mind, in my head, for real. I was thinking, sometime I do an audit in my life. Sometime you get a little blessing. Not a little blessing, some big little blessing. You go back in your life. I do that all the time. And I was saying, oh, my gosh, look on the little barefoot girl who you daddy sell mango, I can't climb tree in Jamaica. Look where she there now. You know, I was at a particular function with some so-called big executive, and I was looking at my little chop-up foot and just looking at the little scrawny girl, you know, helpless, just a little dreamer. Oh, I want to tear up myself right now. And then to see, because somebody reached out to you, I remember every single dress I had, every single dress, which was like about three, every single one of them. And I said to myself, oh, girl, you come a long way, you know? And it's, you don't have no other choice but to reach out. You mentioned about if you didn't have somebody in your time of going to school, like your mom who had 12 children. My mom alone, she had children alone, but is she alone? You understand? And when she couldn't manage, she drop off one here so and drop off one here because she couldn't feed them. And for reaching a point in life, even you look around, and sometimes I go to the store and I get a nice little paper bag. It's one of the hardest things to even throw that away. Because gosh, I know somebody could use this. You know?
That could lead to hoarding.
I know the feeling. It's true. You know? But it's true. You know, I'm moving from one location to another today. And as a part of my little gift, you know, I look into my suitcase and I found about five nice items, and I left it for the person who is my housekeeper at the hotel. You know, and it makes me just realize a lot of times we don't realize how fortunate we are. Although we may not have the Lamborghini and the 1,500 rooms and all of that, but compared to where we're coming from, and I know I can just kind of breathe on that. It's a long way, baby. And just to think that you can take out a $5, a $10, or make it a part of your dream. I've told this story many a time. When I came to this country, I didn't come here. That time you couldn't leave Jamaica with more than, I think, $50 at that time. $150. I came here. The next day I was about cleaning somebody's house 7 days a week for $50 a week. 7 days a week. And it's a mansion I'm cleaning. And you have to cook. You have to wash. You have to mop. You have to vacuum. 7 days a week, $50 a week. But you never lose sight of where you want to go. It was hard and it was rough. But thinking about you coming out of Jamaica where you have to be climbing mango tree and picking this and go and bathe, and you get one little basin pan and you wash up your foot, and you have one little pair of school uniform, and you shine up your big brown thunder with some coconut oil.
Hold that thought. Let me 254-458. Go ahead, Carla.
Hi, Top Shelf. Good night.
Good night. How are you?
Hi. So I am doing great. I would actually like to donate $10 to your chicken project.
Oh, thank you.
Actually, make it 20. Make it 20.
Actually,
make it 20.
Oh, thank Thank you. Who am I speaking with? Do you want to say who you are?
This is Nassim.
Oh, thank you so much, Nassim. Thank you.
No worries. So, you're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, you have a good night.
All right, thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm getting the chills here. I'm always getting the bubbles on my eyes.
Okay. Okay, that's the Evie can continue talking about your ground thunder.
Yes. No joke, though. You know, you talk about children being bullied and all of this. A lot of what we hear now, some of these tragedy is born out of those bullying.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, sometimes Jamaican kids, when you're, let me tell you, somebody in Jamaica just have to look by, you know, and your mug of foot, call your mug of foot, your big lip. Oh my gosh. It is tough. It is hard. You know, and part of who we are is our outward appearance. And mm-hmm. when somebody don't have a pair of shoes, we were lucky. We could have go to school barefoot. These children can never go to school barefoot. You know? My grandpa could have shined up, and when the Vaseline stick the dirt on your foot.
Yeah.
You know, you could survive. But these kids cannot go to school barefooted. If they cannot go to school barefooted, that means they're losing time in class. And if they're losing time in class, they're losing out on the life that they could have. You talk about when you make a donation, the child that you make a donation to can be the next teacher, the next lawyer, the next prime minister. What about that child who don't get anybody to help them? What about those children who cannot get help? You know who they're going to be?
You know, Dr. Ev, it is just sad. And I remember my days in school. You spoke about appearances, you know, and that's a fact. I know I was poor because, as I told my audience over and over, I had 1 dozen children, 8 girls and 4 boys, and there was no time at all. My mom didn't have 9 students at Crescent, because Crescent ran then from grades 1 to 9. So my mother had a child in every single grade, grade 1 up to grade 9. And we never had it. So sometimes a little, you know, fried dumpling and salt mackerel, we eat go better, like cornmeal and sugar and water, and you know, and so we never really have it. And mind you, we had uniforms and we had school shoes, because at the beginning of the school term, we got 1 pair of shoes, and it lasted for the whole school year. And when the school year done, you wear that, you break down the back of that one and sling it around as a yard slippers, because we never had much. We just had the church shoes and the school shoes. And I remember, you know, one day I was in grade 4, and we call Pitney, Bright Pitney, when Pitney have little smartness, we call them Bright of Jamaica. So I remember that I was in the 4th grade, and you could do common entrance from grade 4. As long as you could manage common entrance, then you could do it. And I remember sitting in the class, and I sat in a class where there were a lot of teachers' kids. The nurse, you remember that nurse used to wear that brown uniform, Nurse Lawrence. Mm-hmm. She had a daughter in my class. And all them Pitney, they had long hair, Miss Knight and all them kids, them have long hair, and, you know, you would look up tough here, and you know, really picky like that, you know, but you know, it not really have the nice, you know, comb out properly, kind of comb out good because
it's not conditioned.
Right, you know, it's not conditioned. Right, because we don't have ear glow pomade and the coconut oil. So with that in mind now, I saw the teacher from next door came over and she said to the teacher, you know, me fast, you know, and I'm looking at the teacher out of the corner of my eye and the teacher said, so what are you saying for coming entrance? And she started naming out and she said, oh, that night, this or that, this, that. And, you know, I'm like, I'm not hearing my name. And I am on par with those kids. And I look at her and then the teacher said to the other one, what about the little Louis girl? And just about as they were going to turn their eyes to look at me in my direction, I moved my head and I cocked my ear and only to hear the teacher say, no, sir, me not seen her. And when, I mean, my heart sank. And, you know, to know that these kids were not smarter than I was. And she didn't call me name, but because me never sophisticated and all of that, she not call me name. She not call me name. So you have a point,
but
Dr.
To your
Ev.
Credit,
so could you repeat that?
To your credit, you have overcome all of that because
I
you
have
the level of confidence and you know presence that you have now. For me,
I,
the
I,
opposite.
I
my teachers always pushed me.
I have
you
overcome
know?
That. But then it tells me that. It tells me that teachers are of their biases.
Mm-hmm.
They have their biases. And my mother always say, when you are sick in a hospital and the sick don't get any visitor, the doctors and the nurses treat the sick like...
Yes.
So if somebody in the... If your patient is there and the patient gets a lot of visitors, then the nurses and the doctors pay attention to the patient. It's the same thing.
Yes.
I encounter the same thing. And I'll forever remember that. You know, that teacher bypassed me. And you know what? When I became a teacher, you know, I live to see these very teachers. We're going to the same seminars. And you know who is the person in charge of the group that they're in? I am. The same little girl with them bypass became the, and she had a leader, she had represent them, and she had go up and speak for them.
But this is where I was going. When I talked about what Miss M said, and she said they were doing it, about having making contact with these children, the whole concept of breathing belief into people, and sometimes you have to do it for them until they learn to do it themselves. Or until they can start to feel like, you know, I'm worthy, I'm somebody, you know? Because, like I said, you are an anomaly, somebody who never got it earlier, never got it from people. People who should be doing it reinforce the negative in you. And, you know, like you said, some kids never get over that. They become adults and they still... They are that. Well, am I good enough? Will I ever be able to, you know, be or do? You know?
And I think that where we come in, we kind of try to bridge that gap because you're correct. At home, mom, we don't grow up in a society where mom calls us and hugs and kisses. If your mother, I know when you
okay, hold up, stick a pin right there. I have another donation. My grandson is going to donate his $10. So we have three donations. Najeev, and here's a child who is listening to my show. He's listening to his grandma on her show, and he is willing to donate his $10. See, so what I'm talking about, Brenda. There you go. There you go. You know, you instill this in these children to give from a tender age and to appreciate what is given to them and to take care of what is given to them. And this is, they're going to grow with this. They're going to grow with this. And in time to come, they're going to be the ones who are giving back. Nobody never give away anything. The only thing we got at school, Dr. Ev, was the cornmeal and the flour and the bulgur and the milk powder. And the milk powder mixed with syrup, make cherry malt. And you know what happened when you drink that milk? It's a disaster around the place. Yes. Because some people are lactose intolerant and they didn't even know it. Right?
So, I don't know if it has to do with lactose, possibly because then it was the whole milk you were getting that was dried. So that milk powder, when it stick up between your fingers, you know, your fingers, like your fingers fused.
Brenda, we used to use, we used to mix it with sugar, put a little, you know, brown sugar in there, and to prevent it from sticking together. And then, you know, you put them in your hand and you lick and you lick and you lick and you lick. That was what we got from school. And I remember also, Dr. M, when we used
school,
to get...
But they never give me none to care warm.
Oh, my goodness. We got our little part.
It wasn't poor enough, man. You never poor enough. Only the poor them get that. Little bulgur, little dry milk, and all the cans them said donated by the people of the United States of America.
Wow.
And them oil, the soybean oil, you can hear from here and smell it.
In those metal cans with the rim.
Oh, yes.
I remember that clearly. Those metal cans with the rim.
I remember they used to mix it at school in the Jamaican Independence Cup, them, and some of the cup them beat up and bent up.
Yes.
Them cans.
Oh, my goodness. That is so true. It just takes me right back to that canteen. I am looking at the big old cauldron that they're mixing the thing in. You know, and they're scooping out and you just line up and go get...
But hold on.
Half the time, the toilets, in my school never work half the time. And you have to carry toilet paper in your bag because that's a thing. I don't know if they used to take the toilet paper out of the toilet, but you never... It's always a roll. It's always an empty roll.
I don't remember
ever seeing toilet paper.
I don't remember ever seeing
toilet paper in our bathroom at school.
Never.
No,
but
man,
we never
the toilet paper.
Hold on. Picnic care book leaf going.
Where is Brenda from?
The toilet with the long chain.
I don't know where it come from.
You remember the toilet with the long chain? Yes, Brenda.
Yes.
But we never had any toilet. I've never seen toilet paper in those. The only thing I know is this beady eye, tiny wiry black, look like nanny, wiry woman named Miss Beryl. And when you go into that bathroom and Miss Beryl roll out her eyes, you better run. So we never, Pitney just tear up book leaf and carry go in a toilet.
It never occurred to me.
I tell her, Brenda, you were rich.
I don't know where Brenda was.
I went to school downtown. I went to convent school, St. Joseph's School, downtown.
And the Catholic school, them the man.
Right. But, I mean, you think of it. They had second toilet paper, but you had to catch any. So, although we never had toilet paper at home, because although we lived in Kingston, it's toiled with living on their water house. We had a pit toilet at that time. I mean, it was fancy in terms of pit toilet. But Mama used to buy toilet paper for us, like when we had to go on the road for any reason. Because if you had an emergency and you went to a store or anywhere you went and you had to use public bathroom, didn't have toilet paper. So she always wrap up a few squares and put it in our bag.
Brenda, at home, Dr. M, even at home, and when we start go like high school and then we're there, and you can save up your little money and buy your little stuff, you buy a pack of Stay Free, and you buy a little couscous, and you buy a little toilet paper, right? And that's the only time you save up a little money. I went to school in
Lincoln. And your mother still teach you how to wash the bird eye. You have to wash them and make them white.
Yeah, and you know, it takes me back to my mother gave us a joke one day. She said that they were washed and white on the line. And my baby brother, he ran from me out of nowhere and said, "Jesus, mama, baby nappy there, whitey."
Look
But in my time, I never used those because tear free they come in. And you know,
no, we
even
had
when,
to use both. When the staff, we had to use both, my dear.
And the boys, now listen to this now. You know the song that says, "Born free as the wind blows." And then the second, "Stay free, where no war divide you." The boys never sang that part of the song, you know. When we have that song being sung at devotion, the boys would never say, "Stay free."
What is this? No, but you talk, remember two experiences. When you go buy the CFX or the anti-CFX, it smell bad. Even before you use it, it doesn't smell good.
Mm-mm.
But you had the CFX and the Caress and the Stay Free. Stay Free was a good, nice one. You had to bring your brown paper bag because you don't want nobody to see you and buy that.
Mm-hmm. Right? Of course.
When we were at home, Mama made me, because I was a big one. I had to use the bird eye. And you have your drawstring bag with it, because she said, it just don't use, the other stuff is for going out. But I can remember one day, you know, watch the line, was a dozen and a half of them, you know, right, you know. I hung by the line, and the dog run and bounce the line stick and drag on the line.
Drop the line.
It was not fun. And then we're still, you know?
So in truth and in fact, and Dr. Eve, the poverty, you know, we were happy though. You know, we were happy because that is what we had. That is what we had. We never got teeth, anything. We used to go teeth, mango and all them, guinea pan and something, the tamarind, you know, but we were never like going to rob.
All right, you talk about poverty? Let me bring you back to, this was about, I left Miami 2017. It was a year ago, I had like three or four hurricanes that came through Florida and they came through.
2005.
Right, and one of them didn't even go up the coast. I think it went to the Carolinas
Louisiana,
and turned back.
Yeah.
Well, that year, I remember we lost power. And it was bad in Miami. I mean, just to quote Miami, just my bad pandemic, you know, because I had some plastic basin that you can wash in. I remember about six of them. I mean, just put on my hose on my backyard, you know, and come around the front of the yard by the driveway. And I parked my husband's big truck across the driveway. It's like, give me a little bit of some semblance of privacy. And I sit down and put on a piece of washing by hand, you know.
Uh-uh.
And my neighbor came across. I said, "What you doing? I want you to see me and wash my hand, you know, and wash and I mean for clothes." And I said, "My God, and I'm cleaning." I said, "No, I'm not clean." But she was amazed that I could wash my hand. You know, I mean, I put a good wash, big washing, you know. And it just brings me back to the place. I can't live any kind of life. I don't want to go back.
That is what the poverty makes us. It makes us we can fit into any situation.
It makes it resourceful, it makes it resilient.
If electricity gone and your electric stove not working, I know I can go over and I bush them, go pick up some stick. If push come to shove, and make a fire. We're not buying a cold pot. We just get three big stones and put up some wood underneath it, and your fire starts. You throw on the dirt. You rub up some dirt. Auntie Martella is here, and Auntie Martella can tell us about that. You just throw on the rubber and the coconut oil on the pot, or rub some mud.
Put some ashes. Yeah, some mud.
Right, Auntie Martella.
Yeah.
So we can
If it's too, you put Ajax.
I never know about that.
You put the mud on it, and when it finishes cooking,
they just wash it off and it come off as clean as anything. We were poor, but we were happy. But these children live in a different dispensation. Different dispensation, because they don't know how to go. They don't know how to go catch water down a canal or down a river or standpipe. They don't know anything about this. And as poor as they are, most of them, they live in a home where they have a flush toilet. They live in a home where they have electricity. Them live in a house where there's electric light, if it's even teeth in light. Even if it's even light, they must take off when morning time comes and put it up back at night time when they know JPS not out. Right? But they have electricity. These kids are kids who are familiar with social media. A lot of them, they're not like we were. With our bush and go climb aki tree and go to the road, go sell some aki, and we get some money and we buy some chicken back and some flour. And we go home back because we're going to get chicken back, curry chicken back and white flour dumpling and corn meal dumpling. It's not like that.
About 2 weeks ago, me drop a pack of curry chicken back in the store.
You're gone back to cheap things, because once upon a time you know, if you were caught buying chicken back, you were the bottom of the barrel. If you were caught
everybody know, even when as a young woman when I lived on my own, one of my neighbors and I were good friends. And when we buy a whole chicken, it hurt my heart to buy a whole chicken. Because the breast too big. So when we buy a whole chicken and we cut up the chicken, we switch. She give me her back and me get her the breast. Because up to now, I don't like chicken breast. So I would go and buy the dark meat. I buy the leg quarters. And if me for chicken back or chicken neck, me now come home and leave it.
Okay, let's get back to Jamaica. This is the Cyrus Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, and we are talking about giving back, or shoe donation, or Kickers Club shoe donation is on the move. It's moving, and we are still asking for donation. Auntie Martella, I know. Tell us something about your sponsor, your little nephew, because I know you are head over heels with your nephew. And tell us what's going on right now.
Oh yeah, okay. Good night, everybody. Right now, he's gonna do his exam. I think this week or next week. He was telling me, but otherwise, he's doing good. Yeah, and he's getting there. Good marks, B+, A, and all of that.
So to all our listeners, Auntie Martella sponsors a child. And this child, because of her sponsorship and the care that she has for this child, you know, the mentorship that she's giving to this child, the child has taken off, like when we're in Jamaica, it's a big old Beijing kite, the child bus way. So you can make a child bus way too. By sponsoring a child, you know, a $50, a $60, a $70, a $30, anything you have, we'll take it just to make these children, you know, do better, become, you know, more aware of who they are and what they're capable of doing. So join us in giving, as Auntie Martella did. Join us in giving. GiveBackJamaica.com. And make your donation. Please, we implore you to make a donation. Make a child's life better. Thank you, Auntie Martella, for, you know, talking about your boy. talking about your nephew, your special child. We continue to ask for donation, as I said before. We always asking for donation, you know, because we never stop, because it's a continuous thing. So don't feel like, okay, I gave some money last month. You know, if you find it in your heart again, give us some more. What do you think, Dr. Ed? Give us some more.
Absolutely. I mean, we have so many programs. Just a little bit more on the our poultry coop. I want to thank all of those guys who have made this possible. With what we do, this poultry, and quite like other programs, the headmaster is putting into the works where the children are helping to help themselves. So we're making an effort, and they're taking this effort that we're doing and running away with it. When we started out, they didn't have a poultry, a coop, any at all. Now they made a coop, and we have 100 chickens. Our first batch, second batch, they had a barbecue where they, you know, sell all of that and do their barbecue. As a matter of fact, with their barbecue, they're developing a sauce that's going to be just made by Crescent.
Well, so, could you say that again? Could you say that again?
Yes. Yes. Out of the garden. And this is how innovative these people are. These young kids, and also I have to give a shout out to the headmaster, Mr. Francis, because
thank you.
He has a passion for this school and for really bringing these kids to another level. So they're not just sitting down and waiting for us to give and give. They're trying, whatever we have gifted them, they're trying to expand that and build a sustainable program, just like the chicken coop. And here we have our bellyful program. The bellyful program is to help. One of the problems with students in getting to school, we don't have the yellow bus system in Jamaica, so you have to either walk to school or take a cab to school. And one of the main thing that separates, you know, learning and access is food. And let me tell you something. With this pandemic and a lot of parents, and a lot of them are single parents, they're out of a job. This is where the Better Food Program really comes in. And your donation of only $25 per month, feed a child a healthy meal, a hot meal for the day. And what we're doing with they have the gardening program. The produce from the gardening program goes to help to subsidize the food into the top shop. The chicken program, as I was saying, they have used some of the spices from the garden, and they're developing a sauce. So look out, guys. They're going to be a sauce with a label of the Crescent School, hopefully very soon coming out. So the effort, the donation that we're making is just more than what we can just find, $25. It's changing life, it's giving skills, and it's motivate. Oops, somebody has their phone on. It's just giving skills, and it's changing lives. So we are doing a lot of things with your donation. They're doing a lot of things with your donation, and that is something that we have to be so proud that we have the opportunity in order to participate in this program. So I want to thank all of you who have made the chicken program and our bellyful program an absolute success so far.
Thank you, Dr. Eve. I am not sure if you have heard that schools in Jamaica are going back on lockdown.
Yeah,
schools in Jamaica, because I read recently, as a matter of fact, one school in Linstead has already, they've already locked down. So here we are again, going back to the pandemic era, where students are locked down. And so this is why also we need the bellyful bellyful program, because with these children being locked down and not being able to come to school, at least they can eat something while they're at home.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
So we if you could speak to that that aspect, Dr. Eve.
And so as we talk about and we here in the United States, we have access to a lot of things, and yet still you hear of people who are really, really in bad situation. We talk about restaurants. We talk about people who are in the services, and those people are in the schools. Those kids who are having difficult time in school and not having much, the school was the place that they got the healthiest meal from, and it was almost guaranteed they would have gotten some meal at school. Now, when those students stay home, that is cut off. And in this country, there were efforts to have bag lunches, and so students could pick it up. In Jamaica, we don't have a lot of these programs. We are not at that stage where the government drops in, especially on the quickness of in this country is set up. There are a lot of volunteers. That's one thing you have to credit a lot of folks. Even the little young ones, they will go out and do little stands. They will call their friends together, and they will put donations together, and we help the community here. In Jamaica, it is a little bit more of a struggle to help and get people together and get a program going. Here is one of the things. If we have people down on the ground, we are having now, and we have the help of people here in the diaspora. And Mark, you know, a $5 or a $10, and that is hard for a lot of people here as well. But whatever it is, even a dollar, that can stretch in Jamaica and make a humongous difference. You see? So your dollar here, putting a dollar here and we sending it to Jamaica, we are really and truly in the course of spend changing lives. And you're not only changing life for one child, you're changing life for an entire family. Think about that. Just a couple of dollars. And somebody said, oh, I don't have a whole lot of money. You know, for Jamaica, you all know that the dollar stretch out. Maybe the to a dollar is now 100 and maybe 25 to 30 for a dollar. And that goes a long way because they can take their hand and turn fashion, as they say. These guys are really, really doing not only to just sit down and just wait for a donation, but they are getting out there, they're doing the farming, they're doing their chickens, and they are doing a lot of things to help themselves also. And I think that should be very, very encouraging for those of you who are able to donate. But please go to the website and look at those. We have a lot of photographs from the school. Mr. Francis is sending us some photographs and some updates. Please take the opportunity to go to the website, www.... Can you just turn off some of those posts?
The mics are closed. I would like to, you know, take this opportunity to, you know, give a shout out to the principal, Mr. Francis, and the great team he has there working with him, like Miss Naughty and Miss Naughty's help, Miss Lewis. So thanks to, you know, to Mr. Francis especially, because he, you know, he just gives us the runaway with, you know, with the ideas that we have. He just accommodates us. And he's doing excellent. He's doing excellent. Yeah. Dr. Ev mentioned the sauce that they produce, the pepper and the seasonings and the spices that they're going to be making from the peppers that they reap from the garden. And this is something great because it's going to have a name of its own. Crescent going to own that brand.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to buy it. It's going to be good. All them scotch bonnet and thing and nice sauce. Away with what they call the jerk season from up in the St. Anne Hill there. That's going to get slapped away because we are going to have a new spice coming on the market. And please look out for this new spice. So thanks to Mr. Francis, principal, very, very awesome man. He's a father. A real father, because I don't know the story about that little boy really, really touched me. You know, the man saw, you know, you'd expect this from a woman, a mother, but this father saw this little boy and knew that he was immediately something was wrong, and he fixed it. The good part about it, he fixed it, and the little boy is doing excellently. And those are stories that we want to highlight. These are stories we want to put on the front page, you know, all the positive things that are coming out of Give Back Jamaica. So we thank Mr. Francis for all that he's doing for these children, being the father figure some of them don't have. Principal, father, friend. So thank you, Mr. Francis.
Yes, just about all of those. This is the contribution we can make for our lives. Because we, as the song said, we're saving our own lives. You help a child, you help them to become a productive citizen. We don't help a child. We are creating hell for ourselves.
Yes.
So if we don't think that it don't matter, we can think
we are wrong. We are wrong. We are definitely wrong. We are wrong because if we don't catch these children at tender age, if we don't catch them, if they feel neglected, abused, definitely we are going to pay for it. We won't be able to walk on the streets. I mean, it's happening in Jamaica, and it's happening all over the world. Look at what's happening in America.
Yes.
You know, children being bullied, and because of being bullied, they go off in their own little world, and they create mayhem. You know, I just want at this time, you know, just to pause to think about the families of the 21 plus one, the teacher's husband who had a heart attack. He died from a broken heart. So we say 22 people, 22 families who are hurting tonight. The whole country is hurting, but 22 families are hurting right now. Because
we just had another mass shooting there again. About five and one.
Yes, in Chicago.
One again. So, you know, this is ongoing. I mean, we're in a troubled time. I'm just asking each and every one of us really to pause and look not only at those families, but to kind of say, in a sense, let us try and do some prevention. It's also so many times easy for us to mourn the loss and so difficult for us to put in place prevention measure. And this is what we're trying to do for Jamaica. We're trying to prevent mass of anything of this sauce. This mass terror can be averted if we try to be a little bit more gentler and a little more kinder. You know, I was talking to, having a conversation today. How does somebody feel your dog can wear a $10,000 gold chain and a mink coat, and can be in a top class hotel, and yet still you're a small child next door don't have drinking water. You know, you can be making $200 billion, and yet still the worker that is helping you to make that $200 million don't have minimum wage, and you're still feeling good about that. There's something wrong with that picture. There's something wrong with it. Somebody says, well, I can't give $10. I don't really have no $10. But the minute they go clean out their refrigerator, and of course, anybody can do anything with their own money. You work hard for it. They throw out $200 worth of food that did not get to eat. You look in all of us closets. We have shoe in there that is dry, rusted. But yes, sometimes we find it difficult to give a $10 to a child. You know, but yes, still we have shoe that is dry rotten in our closet, but you see a nice pair of shoes in the paper or in the store, and you buy another one. But you find it difficult or hard to give a $10 to a child who does not have a pair of shoes at all. You know, I think we're living in a world that we need to change how we think. The next child, yes, is not our responsibility. You did not tell a child, somebody to have another child. All of that is also true. But that next child could be a doctor, as you say, could be a lawyer, could be the child who is going to be teaching your child. I do support another program, Palace. And we have been doing Palace for about 13 years now, granting scholarship to folks. About 4 years ago, a little over 4 years ago, there is a physician who now become a physician who is in England, I think doing
Hello? I think we lost Dr. Ev.
So now she dropped, yeah. You know, I wanted to ask her something.
Go ahead. Yeah, are you listening? Are
you cut out for a minute, Dr. Ev. I don't know what happened. But she's back.
Where did I get stuck?
You're talking about this doctor in England, this person who was sponsored and became a doctor in England.
Okay, this young man was sleeping under the step of the University of the West Indies. The security caught him one day and was about to throw him by the head because his clothes were not nice. He didn't look like a student doctor at all because he was that poor. And we heard about it, our Palace program, we heard about it. Big up yourself, Ruler Brown. And we got to work immediately. We were able to. This student did not have a cell phone. He did not have books. He did not have the means to shower. He did not have any of that. And we got him, we reached out as much as we can. This was like a SOS, boom, 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 all over. We were able to get a house at the university for him, for one of our members who contacted somebody and was able to get a house there. We're able to get him a cell phone. We're able to get him books. And we were able to, everybody got together and able to get him the resources that he needed. I was able to get him an internship with a friend of mine who we usually clean people house too together. Big up my dog. She and I usually clean folks' house and take care of children together. And now she has a very thriving pediatric clinic in Washington, D.C. So he was able to get an internship. I was able to get an internship with her for him as well. Now, his mother at the time, he was living over the water, and he could not go over from university to over Waterford or one of those waters someplace, Great North, somewhere there. So that's why he had to sleep underneath the steps wherever he could get a sleeping on campus until they found him. His mother was selling in Coronation Market. At the time, his mother had diabetes, only to find out a little bit later on, the mother had to have her feet amputated because she couldn't afford to medication, and therefore she was succumbed. Eventually, she got the diabetes got the better of her, and she died. Mm. As a matter of fact, before she died, the internship that he did, the money he got, he was able to get a prosthesis leg for her, but eventually she succumbed to the diabetes. Right. What I'm saying, here is this little young man sleeping under a step, no clothes, no shoes. He had to literally nothing. He never had no food. But he had a dream and an ambition. He was so shy because he didn't want to, nobody knows that he did not have. But he had a vision. And if we did not reach out, God knows how much that he could have managed. You understand? And this, I can tell you of other cases. Just only had an opportunity to reach out to somebody or somebody to reach out to somebody. Not the $100 or $1,000. Those would have been wonderful and nice. But for somebody to just reach out and give a dollar.
Sometimes that is all it takes.
That's all it takes, a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody to call up and say, hey, you know what? I find myself with a little extra dollar or two. Or I find myself, hey, I can give, I don't have a, and sometimes, you know what? There's always a dollar laying around. Sometimes, no matter how hard it is for us.
And you know what? I have another donation from Miss Kristen. Miss Kristen wants to give her $10. So shout out to Kristen. She is donating $10. So I see my family come through tonight with Nordine, Nassim, Najib, my grandson, and Kristen, my granddaughter. They have come through with the chicken. So
they're thinking of barbecue.
Probably the barbecue chicken that I did this evening. Yes. So, Dr. Ed, you are so right. All it takes is helping hands. Sometimes this is some people, and they look like they're far gone. They're in their right mind. But it just take you, you know, for you to stretch down your hand and lift them up. Lift them up either with, you know, with financial resources or other kind of help. But they just need a helping hand. And that is what we are doing at Give Back Jamaica. And I thank you for that example. Because for those of you who are listening, these are real, true stories. These are things that have happened. And you know, Dr. Ed, she's privy to all of this. So it is true. Giving, you don't know how far, or when you give, how far that gift goes, because it doesn't just stop with the one person. You give a child, and it rubs off on the parent. It rubs off on the teacher at school. Because the child starts acting differently at school. The child probably starts acting differently at home. The mother is now more proud of the child because the child is doing something at school.
Mm-hmm.
So when you give, it doesn't just stop with the warmth. Your gift, it keeps going. The gift, it keeps going on and on and on and on and on. And I thank my granddaughter, Kristen, for wanting to donate. She's just sick.
Big up yourself, Kristen. Big up yourself.
Yes, Dr. M. It's right to give. It's right to give back. It's right to give back. Never keep, my mother always say, you know, when you give, when you get, you must give. You must give in return. And you know, you remember those days back in Jamaica when you know, you cook dinner, cook and somebody stop by. Somebody stop by and sometimes, you know, man, my mother come back around and she scrape out some of your food and she scrape out some of your food and she make up a plate and give somebody. And you're like, man, your food just nice, especially when them cornmeal dumpling and them curry chicken back. You know,
that's
so sometimes what we used to do, if we see anybody
true.
Ever stop by and food around, we just want to eat fast because we don't want to give anything away. But mama always finds something to give and it comes back. Your giving, it comes right back to you. It comes, if it don't come back to your mama, I would say it comes back to your children or
to your
grandchildren. And I want my grandchildren and my children to be, you know, offsetted by the gifts that I'm giving. So I just want to give. I just want to give because giving makes me feel good. And you know, sometimes when I even send like a little barrel of like a second hand clothes guard Jamaica, I'll give my family. I tell them, look here, man, put sitting over a fence and give. Give Miss Joan, give Miss Dasa, give Miss Aya. Just don't keep it for yourself. And I normally don't send just the size that can fit you alone. Size can fit. Give it to somebody else, man. Give.
True.
It is in giving that we receive. Brenda and I were talking about my college theme song and the song she used to sing at school, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. And one line of the song says, it is in giving that we receive. And it is so true. It is in giving. You know, sometimes out of the blue. And it doesn't have to be something big. It doesn't have to be something big. I remember when I was in college, you know, and I needed a pen so badly. I mean, I have no pen. And I found the cartridge. Just the cartridge alone, it has no shell around it. I'm a fine. I'm a man. And people look at me like I was stupid. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I have no pen. I don't have a pen right now. And I find this pen. And somebody gave me a pen because of the mere fact that I was so grateful in picking up this pen. Just a cartridge with a little ink. And I hold it, the little plastic thing I write. Yes. So... bear this in mind. It is in giving that we receive. And I said we don't have to receive big gifts. But sometimes what we receive is just what we needed.
But
where's Brenda?
Expand on that story. Let me expand on that story a little bit. The young man who I was telling you about eventually became a physician. Mm-hmm. And one day, an officer who did not meet him was in Jamaica and he met in an accident. Mm-hmm. And the person who was on call, he says, while he was on in the emergency room, he heard like, his name is Yamel. I said, Dr. Yamela. But the guy laying on the bed said, that name sounds familiar. Why is that name sounding familiar like that? And he says, oh, my gosh, he's there in his whatever state he was. And then it dawned on him. And when he came over to him, he was the attending physician at that night, the physician on call. And he says, oh, my gosh, this is one of the palace recipient. That young man was able to. And this is when you talk about gifting. And at this time when you need a gift. Now, this young man was able to give back or give forward from his training because of the help of everybody who helped him with those scholarships. He was able to get the best of care because of the help that he got
somebody gave him
the organization.
Yeah.
So when we're talking, this the thought of getting back, and a lot of us, we realize when we have struggles in getting back, you have to ask yourself, am I giving enough in order for me to be receiving? When we're having challenges and time in getting favor, you have to check yourself, am I giving enough for me to get favor? Because if you don't give, you cannot expect to get. Of course, a lot of us do expect to get that. But the law doesn't necessarily work like that.
So I love giving.
This is a most powerful story. And we have that story on YouTube. So if any of you would like to, this sounds like something that I just made up, but this is a real person, a real life, and a real story. And we have that on YouTube, and you will see Dr. Yamela with a stethoscope, and he's now in the UK pursuing his dream.
So, there you have it. The child that you helped today will come to your aid tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yes, it's a fact.
Exactly.
It is a fact. Exactly. The child you helped today, I mean, my grandchildren or my great-grandchildren will be beneficiaries of Give Back Jamaica.
Yes,
my grandnieces and grandnephews will be beneficiaries of Give Back Jamaica. They definitely will be beneficiaries because these kids, I tell you 100%, I have faith in these children. I have faith in Give Back Jamaica. That is going to make a change in these, and it has made changes in kids' lives. And these kids are going to come out to be something. And we're going to encounter them again. We are going to encounter these kids that we help. We are going to encounter these kids. Yeah, this has been Give Back Jamaica.
Program, our sponsorship program is shining light onto Martella, who I spoke to her before the show today. She was able to gift a computer to her little nephew. This child wouldn't have had a computer, for sure. Because Mama can't afford a computer.
And Auntie Martella, she didn't. Auntie Martella, listening audience. Auntie Martella doesn't have it. She don't have it. She didn't. She didn't choose to give the child a little tablet. She gave the child a computer. So, even if the lockdown come again, the child is in good standing. The child has something to work with. Thank you very much, Auntie Martella. Thank you very much for coming to this program, and sharing your love and your little donations, because we know you don't have it. So people, don't tell yourself that because I don't have it, I can't give anything. Give out of your nothing. There's a story in the Bible, of a woman who gave out of her nothing. And she received more, way more than she gave away. So give out of your nothing, and you will be blessed in return. I know Auntie Martella is still here. Auntie Martella, you want to say any final words? I guess she's not here. Yes, Dr. Eve. So we continue to
you know, to spread our wings at Give Back Jamaica. And we talk about the other programs that we have, but we'll have to do this very quickly because we're running out of time. So tell us about the other program in short, just tell a short synopsis of the programs that we have afoot and how far we are with them. Let's give you 5 minutes for that.
Oh, that's a lot.
A lot of time, eh?
Of course, we have the Kickers program, which is really, really kicking, kicking some life and some joy and beautiful smiles on kids' face because we are putting some good kickers on feet for really lasting for a year and making them feel and they're upping their spirit and we're really getting that. So thanks for those folks who are able to join with us and making folks smile and giving them a future and changing lives. That's what we do there. The Bellyful program, another big program, of course, you know, MD Bag Can Stand Up. So with $25, you're able to put meals in the stomach of a young child so they can go to school. So their belly don't have to be making all of those unsightly sounds while you're trying to listen to the teacher at the same time. So the Bellyful program, $25 for a whole entire month will help to feed a wonderful child. Part of the program also with the Bellyful program comes the chicken coop where we get at least 100 chickens. They last for about 6 weeks. We try to get a donation of $100 to offset to fill up the chicken coop every 6 weeks. That, when those chickens are harvested, they go right into our lunch program. Mr. Francis, our headmaster now, he's trying to do a breakfast program because, you, as they say, one of the most important meals for the day is breakfast. And a lot of these children are coming from home without breakfast. The first meal of the day for some of them is usually lunch. So you know what happens between those time and lunchtime. Hungry. So thanks to those who have contributed $25 per month in order to make this program sustainable. We have a program, sponsorship program. We just talked to Auntie Martella. And we say Auntie Martella because we kind of use this in the African way. If you sponsor a child and you're a male, you're an uncle. If you sponsor a child and you're a female, you've got the big A-okay auntie or uncle attached to your name. And, of course, we want to make this as family as possible. And the child is your niece or your nephew. Thanks to Auntie Martella and eight other sponsors now we have that is helping really significant. And I'd like to have Auntie Martella on the program because she kind of brings a highlight. When she talks about her little boy, it's like her world lit up. And, of course, Auntie Martella always, she also has her own grandchildren as well. And Auntie Cecile mentioned, we don't want to talk in detail, but trust me, Auntie Martella is rich in giving.
Giving, yes.
But the financial part of it, if you should really look at it, the average person would say, boy, I can't afford it. Believe you me.
She's a shining example.
Exactly. And
shining example of what giving is or who gives. I mean,
yes. If you know the details, trust me, you say, you're not serious. That's how it is. But the doors have opened so many times with folks who really, as you talk about in your story, the person who gives out of nothing. And there's always something that somebody has to give. There's no such thing as nothing, you know. So the delight when I hear her and this young child who came out of that kind of a shyness, knowing somebody somewhere that he has gained a family member through this. This not only becomes her giving him money now, but this becomes, he becomes and she becomes family. It's no different now. So it's not, it passes money now, and it's a matter of loving and caring. That's what this is all about. We have our girls caring health package. A lot of times in going to school, a lot of young girls, we talk about the bird eye just now and the different sanitary pads and so on. A lot of young girls don't have the opportunity to get proper care pads and so on. So we're putting together a care pad, at least, depending on our funding, which, you know, we're depending on you to see if we can get at least twice a year to get a care pad in. We want to get some of care pad within our little spare room, our showroom where we have little stuff that we'd be able to give to the student in case of emergencies. We have the farm program, which is helping out the Bellyful program. As we talk about the salt that is possible coming out of the program, and Sir, this is the brainchild of Sir. We're reaching out and we're pulling that forward as well. So there's so many programs that we have that is in the pipeline. As the need arises, we kind of, and the financial where it's about comes, we are able to put these online. You can go to www.givebackjamaica.com. Look at some of the photographs. Look at some of what we're doing there. If you have any suggestion, if you'd like to do a blog, please do contact us. Of course, the host of this program, the social diva, she'll be able to get you linked up with whether myself or the president or any other person or any other interest that you have. We now have our Amazon. It's not going to cost you a dime to give. Once you make a purchase, a percentage of your purchase will go towards the program. Please do encourage your friends, especially the holidays are coming up. That is when people do a lot of purchases. If it is a penny that you purchase, a million pennies adds up to really good dollars. So I want to thank you all, and thank you, Top Shelf, for having me. And I want to thank all of you listeners who are out there and encouraging you to come back each and every Sunday. I know we talk a little bit of our own experiences, but I hope you can at least can understand where we're coming from and make this more realistic. This is why we talk a little bit about our growing up and when, what we went through and where we are and how we're doing it and who we're reaching out to and how our program will be able to help these young ones coming out. There is no lose here, but this is an opportunity to give forward and change lives. So thank you all, and thank you all again and again.
Give thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. M. Thank you so much. Again, to all the persons who have donated, thank you. Thank you, thank you. And especially tonight, my donors tonight, Nordi, Nasi, Najib, and Kristen, I thank you for coming through for with the chicken program, or the chicken coop program. So make a change for once in your life.
by giving to a child. Help a child, as I say, always say, the child you help today may be your doctor tomorrow, your lawyer, your teacher, your children's teacher, your grandchildren's teacher, but make a change in somebody's life. You have been listening to the CRS Radio and Give Back Jamaica, and I've been your host, Sister Cece, the Top Shelf Diva, and with me were Dr. Ev, Auntie Brenda, and Auntie Martella. So come back again next week, Sunday night, and listen to us as we talk about or give back Jamaica and many other things. Again, thank you to all my listeners, and you have a great week. Keep safe, and remember, go to our website, givebackjamaica.com, and please, please, please make your donations. Thank you.